hacking in our elections, election irregularities concerning the Russians, okay? So now Trump's people basically are asking for voter information from all these states, and guess what? It's like 20 of them, all controlled by Democrats, don't want to give up their voter information. So one side of their mouth, they're worried about the Russians, oh, hacking and influencing and collusion and all this stuff. But when the administration asks for voter data, they're refusing to give any voter data up because these Democratic-run strongholds have been for decades places of high irregularities, voter fraud, election fraud, and all the rest of it. So just hilarious, you know, duplicity on the part of the Marxist left where, you know, they want to whine about election, blah, blah, blah. But when it's time to give up the data on your elections, oh, no, we're not giving you anything. So it's just pretty funny stuff. And I think we're at the end of the show. Mr. Producer, go ahead and take us out with the last song. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
numbers game.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Till I see I saw just me Babylon back. Send me along, Arabia. should wear bleachers. Look at them on the run. The carnival traffic noise, it sinks. The tears splashing. Leaving the ducks can groove. Rain bathing in the parkside pool. And I'm leaning on my windowsill, digging everything. And I'm you too.
Girl, you got game. Goodbye, girl, better get gone, skin wait a minute.
Here's a special news bulletin.
Stand by.
Here's a special news bulletin.
Stand by for action.
Shot through the heart, and you're a kill mate. Shot through the heart, shot through the heart, shot through the heart, and you're a kill mate. I'm gonna give you a bad
my mind. into on a corner with some help from a man. And goddamn, I don't seem to have learned that a lady in need is guilty indeed. So I paid and got laid in return. And I don't know what I've learned. Well, you get what you give.
Get on up, get on up, I like a sex machine. Get on up, get on up. 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We only have a few minutes left, but before I go to Frank, I want to tell Wes something that, by the way, many people do convert to Islam in jail. So maybe because when people in jail, they have plenty of time on their hands, they either get somebody to explain to them what Islam is, or they probably start reading about it. But that is a known fact that a lot of Americans in jail, they go in as whatever they are, and they do come back as out as Muslims. So now, if these people converted in prison, well, I don't know. So anyway, let's go to Frank now. Frank.
Yes, doctor. I was recalling when I was reading Bill Cooper's Behold a Pale Horse, and there was one part in there that really got my attention. He said, don't ever be home on holidays, Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, that type of thing, because that's when the roundups, that's when they're going to come get you. And I just remember for years and years and years sitting at the Thanksgiving dinner table and whatnot, I remember thinking, well, you know, if I had followed his advice, I would have missed out on a lot of really good meals.
That's a good
and I don't dismiss, you know, all the UFO stuff that he put in there, but I also don't take it at face value. In fact, I only made it about maybe halfway, two-thirds of the way through the book, and I said, you know what, this is a bunch of bunk. He can't prove any of this. And I just blew it off, and I couldn't understand why people worship the guy so much. And, you know, I understand he was a real hothead, and I'm familiar with that. I have a temper myself.
Frank, people do get hypnotized. It's not just, you know, sitting in front of some guy waving a pendulum in front of you that you get hypnotized. People get hypnotized by the word. And that's unfortunately what we have here. Hypnotized people who follow these people or even follow the media.
One last thing real quick. Somebody told me, I think it was Robert Rabel, who's a host on RBN, might have been him, somebody, they said, well, you know, Frank, you know, before he died, he actually put something out, I don't know if it was a video or what, taking all of that back, saying that that wasn't true, what he put in his book about the UFOs or whatnot. I don't know if you know anything about that or not.
I don't really follow these people. I'm not into UFOs and any of that. But I that reminds me of what Lennon said on his deathbed when they asked him that if you think that there is a God, and his answer was, why would I oppose that idea then, or something to that nature, as if why would I be against something that does not exist? And people took that answer to be that he actually believed in God. Anyway, thank you, Frank. Appreciate the call. And you know, we unfortunately we are out of time. And but we try to be as truthful as we could without crossing the line. And that's my take on the London Bridge attack. That's all we have for you today. Go do the right thing. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.